بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the اشعار of عارف بالله الذي أقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختتاب نور الله مرقده. The title is سكون دل در مجلس اهل دل. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں کسی غم میں جا دل سناؤں, کسی میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں, کسی غم جان دل سناؤں, کسی میں زخم جگر دکھاؤں. یہ دنیا والے جو بے وفا ہے, وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. یہ دنیا والے جو بے وفا ہے, وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤ. پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤں. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں. یہ بت جو محتاج سراپا غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. یہ بت جو محتاج ہے سراپا غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر. غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں. غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب, جدھر بھی جاؤں. یہ مانا ہم نے رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا. یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا, مگر نشے من جو عرضی ہو تو اس کو میں
مسكن میں بناؤں مگر نصیب جو عرضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے تو اخجر سکون دل در ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن صمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی جلدی جاؤ کسے غم جان دل سناؤ کسے میں زخم جی جلدی کاؤ سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی جن بھی جاؤں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین وبعد. This kalam is the kalam of our Hazrat Wala Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. And the title itself is something that should truly open our eyes. Hazrat said, سُكُونِ دِلْ دَرْ مَجْلِسِ أَهْلِ دِلْ. That in the world, every single human being, regardless of their race, regardless of where they live, they are in search of one thing, and that is contentment. And that is happiness. That is feeling full in one's heart. And they will do whatever it takes to attain that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that this contentment can only be found with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allama Alusi rahimahullah mentions that we learn from our Hazrat Wala, drowning in the oceans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat mentions, سِوَائِ تَيْرَ كَوِي تِكَانَ نَهِي هَيْ يَا رَبْ جِدَرْ بِجَاؤُ. That other than you, O my Allah, I have evaluated the world. There is nowhere by which I can find any happiness. I have tried to moor my, as a ship proverbially, I've tried to moor myself to the docks of multiple people. But I have found that after being there, I haven't attained anything. People will try and connect themselves to money, or perhaps to their career, or perhaps to their family, or perhaps to various pursuits. But after a while, a person will come to one realization, and that is that I'm still feeling empty. That I still don't feel full. Hazrat mentioned that who will we, this gham that is in our heart, this sorrow that then comes in our heart, who will we share it with? And the world wants to remove gham. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi in another place in Faizan-e-Muhabbat mentions, he says, Zindagi purke fai garche dil mein gham raha. This is a formula that is against the very logic of the world. Hazrat mentions, Zindagi purke fai. We have found our life to be full of contentment. Garche dil mein gham raha. But only if there is worry in our heart. People are saying, get rid of worry. Hazrat Allah is saying, bring worry, import worry. Zindagi purke fai. Garche dil mein gham raha. اس کے غم سے فیض سے میں غم میں بھی بے غم رہا. That worry that am I connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we learned from our Hazrat, how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to make dua, وَلَكَ الْعُتْفَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. Ya Allah, we will continue trying, and we will continue making our effort, and we will continue begging in your court until you are pleased with you. Like sometimes we go to a beggar, and the beggar comes to us and asks for a rand, 2 rands, we say no, but we don't have time, we're busy, we're engaged in something else. But they don't give up until we finally empty our pockets and give something. That is how we should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't give up. Hazrat then mentioned, ye dunya wale to bewafa hai. That in this dunya, every single person, this is a qaida kulliya, every single person except the awliya of Allah, they are seeking their own betterment. They are seeking their own advancement. Everyone will be with you, people will be with you, as long as their interests are in line with your interests. Except the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Hazrat tirelessly works, makes dua, has so much fikr and concern for us. We should understand this. To understand this, in our past there was a great alim whose name was Khwaja Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi alayh. He had a khalifa, his first khalifa, whose name was Amir Ala Tanjari. And this Amir Ala Tanjari was a famous drunkard. He used to drink alcohol be misal. Hazrat Wala mentions, in a way that nobody can describe. At that time in Delhi, they used to pray Zuhr Salah at about 3:30. Nabi Sallallahu said, Abridu bi Zuhr, delay your Zuhr Salah in the extreme heat. So they used to pray Zuhr Salah about 3:30. And this Amir Ala Sanjari, he was in the suhbah and the companionship of Khwaja Nizamuddin Awliya, great alim, great wali of his time. But he forgot that Zuhr was delayed. So one day, behind Khwaja Sahib's back, he began to drink. And he drank to such an extent that he became drunk and he laid down in the wuzu khana of Delhi. And finally, when he came back to consciousness, he saw that Khwaja Nizamuddin was walking in that area. And that gham that took his heart at that time, that my Shaykh has seen me in the worst of hal, he had one ah that came out. And then he told his Shaykh in a very beautiful Farsi couplet, he said, that despite your buzurgiyat, despite your lillahiyat, your piety, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am that filthy one. And this is how we should imagine ourselves. And I'm addressing myself first. I am that filthy one, that despite the efforts, the dua, the tawajjuh of my shaykh, I am not improving. Why? Because my own matter is in my hand. I have, in one way, presented myself externally. As Hazrat mentioned, that we present ourselves as if we are the wali of the time. But inside, what it filth is on our heart, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And he says that, now I have no chance. Khwaja Nizamuddin didn't even look at him. He turned around and all he said was, that one ah that came out of regret. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, that true tawbah is nadama, regret. That one ah that came out, that is enough to change your life. And from that day onward, he never engaged in alcohol again. So this is the fuyuzat and the barakat and the noor that comes from sinning in the companionship of Allah Walas, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat mentions that ye dunya wale to bewafahe, the people of the dunya, they have no loyalty. And as Hazrat was mentioning, we shouldn't just write people off, but rather we should make dua for them. Hazrat Wala makes dua for them. Hazrat says that, phir inko dil de ki zindagi ko jafa se ahang kyun na banao? That make dua for them, that they change their lives. And we are, in reality, we should think of ourselves as being dunya wale. He said, ye but jo muhtaj hai sarapa, ghulam unka banu to kyun kar? That everyone at the end of the day, everyone except Allah. And there are only two things in the world. One is Allah, one is ghairullah. Everyone that is other than Allah, yani ghairullah, there is no point that we connect ourselves to them for any reason other than Allah. Whatever aspiration, whatever desire, whatever yearnings we have from them, at the end of the day, as I mentioned, if it is in line with their desires, they will help us. And if it is in opposition to their desires, they will leave us. So why should I make myself a slave at these worldly pursuits, at the doors of these millionaires, at the doors of these big businessmen? And if a person, mashallah, is a businessman, but has iman, has taqwa, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what praise has he mentioned? And we cover every day after Zuhr Salah, the various masail of business. So it's not that our deen says that earning money or coveting even or having a large amount of money is something that is wrong for you. But it's how we utilize it. Thereafter, going down a bit, Hazrat mentions, غلام کابی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں. That enslaving myself in the slavery of another slave, tying myself to the bondage of another slave, why would I do that and lower my position? Why should I not tie myself to the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Truly become a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That where my Allah ta'ala wants for me to be, there's that's where I will be. What my Allah wants for me to do, that is what I will do. And what my Allah ta'ala has said, that is haram for me, then I understand that it is haram for me. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, in explaining the value of siyam and fasting, he says that in this dunya, that a father will tell his child that there is difficulty, and I'm warning you, and I'm advising you, and I'm helping you, but you will have to face that difficulty. Yaqub alayhi salam told his children, وَدْخُلُوا, that enter into the city مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ, from various doors. Don't come from one place, because the nazar, the attention of the authorities will be upon you. And he was warning them that there may be difficulty, try and surpass that difficulty. However, if you face it, then know that that is in your nasib, that nobody can protect you from that. And we know that in life there is difficulty. Even in our roza, as Hazrat has mentioned, that we may feel hunger, we may feel thirst, we may want to break our fast, it may be excessively hot, it may be excessively, we may be tired. But understand that in those things that Allah Ta'ala has made difficult, in the dunya, that difficulty is unavoidable. In those things that Allah Ta'ala has made difficult, in the difficulty itself, there is a prize. So one is the prize of fasting. And one is the prize of facing the difficulty in that itself, that is a maqam within itself. Thereafter, Hazrat mentions that if you look at the various, for example, as it mentions in another place, the nightingale. If you look at the bulbul, then the bulbul outside of its garden, it sings its lament. It sings its sweet song. But inside the garden, it remains quiet. So for us, we must understand that when we are away from the suhbah of Allah wala, from the suhbah of our Hazrat, we will feel this isolation. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they separated from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they felt this, for lack of better words, depression or sadness or gham take them. And from this we should understand that our true contentment, what every single person is searching for, that contentment is in the suhbah, in the companionship of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat mentions the maqta, مُجَيْ تُأَخْتَرْ سُكُونِ دِلْغَرْ مِلَا تُبَسْ أَهْلِ دِلْكِ دَرْفَرْ. That, O Akhtar, if I have ever found any contentment, if I have ever understood what happiness feels, and wallahi we can all understand this, then the only place that we have found it is at the companionship, at the feet of the awliya, at the feet of the salihin, at the feet of our shaykh. This is where we have found this contentment, that the world is seeking for it, the world is looking for it. It's only available in one place. Thereafter he says, تو ان کے درکو میں اپنا مسکن سمیم دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں. That if that is the case, then why should I not make it such that I make the residence of where my shaykh lives, or yani where where the awliya are, we should make that place where we cling on to, where we connect to. There and there we will find happiness. Otherwise, we will travel through the world and we will find nothing but emptiness. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, in one place, he mentioned, there's a kitab that's called Anfas-e-Isa, and it is the Irshadat, the Malfuzat of Hazrat Thanvi, written by Maulana Isa Sahib. And in that, on the first page, Hazrat says that, just like in this dunya, a father trains his son, that within a few years, you will have to attain some profession, you will have to have a sabab in the dunya, in the Darul Asbab, you need a means to earn a living and a livelihood. And that father who doesn't train his son, we will blame the father. That you couldn't bring the son to the shop, you couldn't show him what to do. Now bichara, he's stuck, he doesn't know where to go. So Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, like that for the salik. The salik also gets training from his spiritual father, yani from his shaykh. And the first bit of training that they need to understand, that our Hazrat has taught us in such beautiful words time and time again, Hazrat Thanvi himself has called this itre tasawwuf, the fragrance of tasawwuf. He says that in reality there are two types of situations in the world. One situation is ikhtiyari, and the other situation is ghair ikhtiyari.
Ikhtiyari, what we have control over. Ghair ikhtiyari, what we don't have control over. The gham and the sorrow that comes in our hearts is because we chase that which we don't have control over. And we neglect that which we have control over. Someone wrote to Hazrat Hanvi. They said, zikr, kasrat-e zikr ke bawajood, despite the fact that I have made so much zikr, aur 20 saal ki sohbat ke bawajood, despite the fact that I have sat in your companionship for 20 years, abhi bhi Allah Ta'ala ki muhabbat mere dil mein nahi hai. To this point, I don't have the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Hanvi, in a way that, and I've seen this in our Hazrat, may Allah Ta'ala elevate the maqam of our Hazrat, that he gives tashfiq, and out of love and kindness, Hazrat invites us. What did Hazrat Hanvi write? He said, ye batao, jo aapke paas kaun si muhabbat nahi hai. Tell me, which type of muhabbat do you not have? He says, one type of muhabbat is ikhtiyari. That is, that from my brain, from my heart, I know I should love Allah, so I love Allah. The other type of muhabbat, the other type of love, is that love, like for example, when your child is born, there is no logical, there is no rhyme or reason behind it, but you see the child for the first time, you love that child. So he says, dar haqiqat, in reality, in shariah, the first type of muhabbat is sought after, not the second. That from our brain and our heart, from our ikhtiyar, and even from that which is in our control, if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is enough. Then that is what. And if we work on that, then Allah ta'ala will give us the second level of muhabbat as well. So this, sum total of this ash'ar, and the ash'ar of our Hazrat Wala, Hazrat used to mention that he is not a shayr, that these are ilhami, Allah ta'ala inspires them, Allah ta'ala puts it on the tongue of our Hazrat, and Mir Sahib would, oftentimes Hazrat would make up Mir Sahib and have them write these ash'ar down. And the sum total of this particular share is this, that sukoon-e dil, the contentment of our heart, can only be found in the companionship of our Shaykh. And you may search for the skies and the earth, and the, as Hazrat mentions in another place, the mines of the world, the gold and silver and everywhere, but you will not find anything other than sukoon-e dil in the heart of, in the suhbah of the mashayikh. May Allah Ta'ala elevate the maqam of Hazrat Wala, of our Hazrat, and open our eyes to this haqqaiq and reality, inshaAllah.